My name is Ingrid Pollack. I'm a Reiki master practitioner in 5 different modalities, and I'm also a registered social worker in private practice. So Reiki is a hands-on healing. It's a method of healing the body, the physical body, spiritual body, and emotional body. So how it works, I place my hands on different parts of your body, and the Reiki energy decides where it needs to go first. So if you need physical healing because you've gone through surgery or you've had a broken leg or whatever it is, but at the same time you're going through a divorce, it will decide which one's more important to heal first. However, you'll get simultaneous healing. It's kind of interesting because I started working in corporate and I just found it was very, very harsh and it really hurt. Although I've always wanted to work with animals, I actually wanted to study to become a vet to begin with. Obviously, that wasn't my life path. And I've noticed that I'm actually very good with people, and I love the gentleness that I can bring to people and when people are gentle with me. Typical day would be people calling me to make appointments, a lot of advertising, a lot of marketing. When I organize a meeting with someone, they set up an appointment. I actually sit down with them for anything between 20 minutes and half an hour. And I explain to them what the Reiki energy is all about, how it actually works, what the side effects are, what they may or may not experience, but I generally don't tell them because I want them to go within versus to go without. So I want them to actually feel what they experience during the Reiki healing, such as thoughts, feelings, whether they see any colors, visions, any sensations. And then I start the healing process. Okay, let me know if you're too hot or too cold, and then we'll readjust it. Once that's done, I actually have a debrief with them to find out what they've felt, what they've experienced, and then I make sure that I contact them anything between 24 and 48 hours after that as a follow-up to see if they're feeling a little bit ill, a little bit off, whether they're emotional. And then we set up another appointment, depending on what their needs are.
Just picking up that your right eye is a little bit weaker than the left.
That is true.
Basic requirements, I would suggest a grade 12. I think it's very important to finish school. And then to actually go and study Reiki. Go and study holistic healing. So to be fair, because there's a lot of people doing Reiki therapy and crystal healing. So, you know, you've got to be quite competitive in the market. So you've got to find a niche and actually find a tariff that you can charge. So if you go too high, you may not have enough clients. If you go too low, people may not take you seriously. So you've got to be very fair. Meeting people from different backgrounds, cultures, religions, what else? People enjoying what I've done for them. A lot of them say that they feel a lot more relaxed, a lot more centered versus scattered. People sleeping, because I know when they land up sleeping on this bed, they're going deep and they're getting deep, deep healing. Getting callbacks, getting referrals, and generally just doing a good job. Knowing that I've chosen a career that fits with my personality and what I love doing.